It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Voices cry, helicopters in the sky, tear gas chokes, fire and smoke. Yes, we read just what we saw. And I stand with this country. I stand for peace. I stand.
Hey, buddy, how are you doing this morning?
Man, I'm all right. I'm blessed. How are you this morning?
Same here. I'm working through it. I posted yesterday that, man, I was down in the dumps. I was pretty depressed yesterday, and I almost didn't do an interview. I went ahead and did it. I interviewed a lady from Washington, D.C., and she's the executive director of an organization called No Greater Sacrifice, and they actually help young people with scholarships and resources when their parents who were military members are wounded or killed in the line of duty. You know, I was glad I went ahead and did it, but we just have to work through things sometimes.
Yeah. I just had that conversation with myself yesterday because, you know, it's almost like there's always two forces against pulling for you. The one that wants you to move towards your purpose and things that are good. And then there's always something that's pulling you back, don't want you to do it, you know.
Yeah.
So in between there's emotions and feelings, et cetera, et cetera. And you just, you know, it's a process, but you just have sometimes just doing it removes the feeling that, hey, you didn't want to do it because you figure out it's worth it once you start doing it, you know.
That's right. And we're just doing it now, buddy.
I think that's life, though, right?
It is.
And that's every day. So you you're just living. You know, you're living and you're plowing through it. So
we just don't want to admit to that part of life. That's it. We don't want to admit it. We're tough.
No, we're tough. We're strong. I can do anything I want to do. Yeah.
Nothing holding me back.
Nothing holding me back.
That's somebody else.
That's somebody else. And I'm not crying. No, I don't cry. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, you're right.
The lies we tell ourselves sometimes.
That's right, man. Real stuff.
That's real talk. Yep.
Get past how you doing. How are you doing? You know, how are you really doing? Let's talk about it.
Just really, how are you doing? Because even sometimes, even with these interviews, you know, you pop on and, you know, I know we're talking about the music and we're talking about these things, but nobody knows the life that you just left to come and take this call, make this call. They don't know that maybe you just had experience where you and your wife has been arguing about something simple like where to put the coffee cup. Why isn't the bed made up? Or, you know, why is your cowboy hat on the hang your cow? What, put your boots somewhere, man. You know.
Well, listen, so, Carl Ray, you don't have to share all your problems here on the Mark White Show.
Okay. I mean, this isn't my therapy.
Welcome to the Dr. Mark White Show. Today we have a troubled guest. His name is Carl Ray.
Yeah. Oh, forgive me. I thought I was in my session, man.
30 minutes. What is $150 for 30 minutes? You can mail your check, too.
Oh, you can mail your check, too. Yeah, I got to send it.
We'll take a debit card. We're not bartering, though. Don't you barter with me, man. I need some cash.
We're not bartering, man. I'm not taking no horses. No.
You keep your chickens.
Keep your chicken and your dog. I ain't taking it.
Well. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Carl Ray.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I just needed this laugh. You know, it's just good for the soul.
Yes, it is.
You know, and I hope everybody gets a good laugh today. Get it out, man, you know, before you go outside, you know.
Well, you know what I'm thinking about right now, Carl Ray, as we're talking. I can see clearly now the rain is gone.
Come on, man.
And that's somebody that you were familiar with, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And he was strange because he was like my friend. He was like my brother. He was like a father figure, you know. He taught me how to write songs. He taught me about the publishing and music business. He taught me how to hunt, fish, ride a horse, skin a buck, you know. Just all kind of life experiences that I didn't get from my father who was around, but he did different things, you know. And but that whole experience of sitting in the country, looking up in the middle of the night, looking at the stars in Bryan, Texas, on the other side of Bryan in a small town called Edge, Texas. You know, Johnny had this place, a bunch of land, had this smaller house on it, but we'd sit out on that porch looking at those stars after hunting or doing stuff all day. And then all of a sudden I'd hear Johnny just start singing, "I Can See Clearly Now," out of the blue, and his voice would just go, just soar like a bird through the night. He'd sing that song, and the stars would be so bright, and then I'd sing harmony with him, and that's the way I grew up with Johnny, and I never thought about him necessarily as being, after a while, about being this great star and singer. I just saw him as somebody who was just real and honest, and who, for whatever reason, and I ask this question even to this day, why he would take on a little small boy like me under his wings and share his life with me. And that's to me, that's really what God does. You know, sometimes he does so many things for us. Well, he'll give us a great spouse, or he'll give us great kids, or he'll give us great careers and people around us, you know. And sometimes I'm in awe about what he gives me, and he gave me that opportunity with my friend and my brother Johnny. And so I relish it, I cherish it even today, you know. And even though he's not here anymore with us, his songs will continue to be played across the country, and I'll see him again.
What would we do without people like Johnny Nash in our lives?
We wouldn't be anywhere, and so the question that we also have to ask ourselves is, how can we be that to other people? So, you know, as we're getting and receiving from people, you know, not just consuming, but how do we share and give back, which is the greater calling, you know, yes. Not to just get, but to give and to share.
And the example that you have, Carl Ray, is a young child, and I have similar examples, because when you're a child, we take a lot. We need a lot. But then as we grow up and we mature as adults, we should then in turn give. So especially when we're talking about a young person and being a part of their life, your story, my story, somebody's story where a person came in as an adult, influenced them as a child, the cycle continues because they had an influence on you, you influence somebody else, and you're paying it forward, essentially. That's the terminology people like to use today, is pay it forward. Mm-hmm. You are making a real difference in somebody's life, especially a young person that can look back decades later and say, I don't know why that person took time with me, but they did. Because they did, I'm where I'm at today.
Yeah, absolutely. And so it humbles you. It causes you to think about how you treat others and what you want to leave behind after your time on earth is done. Because it will be done, but, you know, how do you make it better for everyone that you come in contact with? And so we're not perfect with that, but we should all often contemplate it and try to be the best we can every day. Sometimes we're going to miss some things, but it's like a winding road. Sometimes we get off track, but we just have to find our way back and keep walking with purpose.
It's interesting because I was thinking about Johnny the other day, as of course he passed, the late great Johnny Nash we were talking about. I have a young lady, she's 14 years old, and she does a segment on my show every Saturday. Her name's Kyla Carter, and her life slogan is living life sunny side up. And I thought over and over again with Johnny Nash's song, how perfectly that tied into it, because, man, how do you live life sunny side up when you have some real challenges in your way? And I think about living life sunny side up and Johnny's song, and I thought about how perfectly that ties with what Kyla's trying to do as a 14-year-old to influence young people and older people alike.
14 years old, right?
Yes,
sir. Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
I mean, 14 years old. That's what I'm saying. I told some folks earlier today, you know, life is, for me, I see life in quarters. So not to throw shade on our conversation, but when you think about the average lifespan of a man in terms of when he dies, that's like 85 or something like that. So if you divide it into quarters, you got to figure out which quarter of life you're in, you know, and then the sense of urgency of wanting to do good things, wanting to heal a relationship, or wanting to set the record straight, or to help, or to change the world, it becomes more important because you realize that what quarter you're in. And so she's in her first quarter. She's starting to change. And the sooner you start doing these things, the ripple effect is even stronger, you know, as you continue that journey. So for 14 years old, for her to be doing it, man, I'm inspired by that.
You're going to have to tune into Kyla's Corner then.
Because at 14, I was consuming. I wasn't thinking about
right.
those things. I was consuming. You know, and so, and that's what I inspire other young people to do. And it's so awesome when you hear these kinds of stories. So good for her. Kudos to her.
Well, that's why she got her own segment. We were talking back in May. I heard her voice, heard her talking to me, and her message was so mature that I talked to her mom and I said, hey, let's get her on the show and make her a regular.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's what I'm saying. You know, when you're on a journey of discovery, when you're given opportunities to interview and talk about what you're doing, you know, you get a chance to be inspired by other people. And that's what really life's about. And so, you know, I wrote this song with a guy named Jack White some about 3 or 4 months ago. It's called Don't Let Me Miss Moments Like This, where you're inspired, where you see something spectacular. In your walk today, or
yes.
when you wake up, you know, and so you know, tomorrow's not promised, yesterday's gone, all we have is today. And so the question is, where are those moments, God, that you want me to see and people you want me to help and things that will inspire me? Don't let me be too busy where, you know, I don't see those things. I don't want to miss those moments.
Exactly. Well, talking about the influence of your music, I want to take a quick break, Carl Ray. I'm enjoying this conversation very much. I want to give you an opportunity to share about your music and how people can connect with you. Will you stick with me?
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Folks, we're talking to Carl Ray, originally from Houston, Texas. Is that right, buddy?
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
All right. Man. Houston, Texas guy. So we're talking to Carl Ray. I want you to check out CarlRay.com. I'm going to go ahead and give you that website so you can be checking out Carl Ray. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more to Carl Ray about his music and how you can tune in. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White. When I Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, this is Don McLean. You're listening to The Mark White Show. Find a way to make a difference by listening to this show. I hope you'll tune in.
Perhaps they'll listen. Thank you. helicopters in the sky, tear gas chokes, fire and smoke. Yes, we read just what we saw.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. We're in a music edition, I guess we could say, Carl Ray, because I'm going to have Shane Owens plug in some of his music after this segment. I'm really enjoying this conversation, and maybe there's somebody out there that maybe is in a place that they're not happy with. Well, maybe there's something we can say today that will help to move them forward or give them a step up so that they can realize that there are things that they can do and they do have a real purpose in life.
Amen, brother. I love it. I agree.
Well, let's talk about this music that you have, Carl Ray, and this is your passion, I'm guessing, right? Music's your passion?
It is my passion. You know, it's what I love. It's what I, obviously I have other passions, but this music has been so intricately woven into my life and into my blood cells, into my heart, you know, and my psyche, that it is me. You know, I am a song. I am a lyric. I am a instrument, and I am a person. You know, it's a part of who I am, and I'm very passionate, and I'm also very thankful, because, you know, it's one thing to have a gift, but you can't forget the one who gave you the gift. And so I'm very thankful for the person who gave me this gift of music.
Let's talk about when you sit down and you're putting words on paper and what goes into creating the music for Carl Ray. Where does it come from, buddy?
Yeah, you know, it's been a journey, because initially, you know, as a songwriter, as a singer, when you first start your journey, you're emulating people that you like or who you think you sound like, and people that you admire. And so I went down that road. And then when I met Johnny, you know, Johnny started encouraging me to start writing more, so that I can start discovering my own voice and who I want it to be. So as I began that journey, you start writing songs, just trying to get through writing a clever song or a cute song or a good song. So you go through those things, and then you start trying to figure out how to write a great song. But it's always with, it was always with the intent of, okay, how do I write this so that Johnny would record it or some of his friends would want to record it? And then I got to a point where I said, well, okay, I want to write these songs that I want to write, and I want to say something, truly have something to say and have a voice. And so that's when you start discovering your voice, what you want to say, and how you want to be perceived to the public and people around you. And so now when I write, I'm more thoughtful about what I'm writing. And I look at it like this. If this was my last song that I would write, or the last song that someone would hear, what would I want to say? What would I want it to be about? And so many times now I start with that premise. And I try and stay true to that, even though it deviates sometimes. But when I sit down to write now, I'm thinking about how do I make an impact on the consciousness of people or their situation that they're going through, whether it's a story about, a loved one and how to mend a broken heart, or whether that's I Stand With This Country, which is my latest record, and how it can help the people who are struggling with hate, indifference, intolerance, and struggling with some of the social issues that we have for today. And then how do you do that in the midst of you're Republican, you're Democrat, you're independent, you're Black, white, you're Jewish, you're Muslim, you're, you know, and you find yourself in this country where you're struggling with a lot of things. But also, I Stand With This Country translates outside the United States. It also says that, you know, if you're in Spain or if you're in China or if you're in Australia, regardless of where you are in the world, you stand with that particular country, and you want your country to be the best that it can be, and you want your children to grow up strong and not filled with hate and murder and all the things that we know that are bad for our country. So we all stand for the same thing, but the issue is the heart. So how do we help center people's minds and help them think about their hearts, because what's in the heart comes out ultimately. So my song, I Stand With This Country, starts with a clarion call for the heart, change in heart, and change of approach as we write our next chapter of life for our country. So wherever you are around the world, we have to always start with our hearts. And that's really the premise of I Stand With This Country. And it's a this song is really a prayer, and you get to hear a prayer in song. You got to get to the truth. You know, country music is said to be three chords and the truth. So getting to that truth is so critical.
Well, and staying with that truth is so critical too, mm-hmm. because you can be distracted. I mean, you may be doing what you love, Carl Ray, and you're all in it, but you can be distracted by a lot of different things, and it's outside of necessarily what your passion is, because there's a lot of things surrounding what you do, just like in the radio business with my radio show. There's a lot of distractions here. And, you know, you even said it yourself, you know, that you have a focus, but sometimes maybe it doesn't necessarily come out. You move off that path a little bit.
Get off track.
Yeah, get off track a little bit. And that's what we have to be aware of, is when we start to slide off track a little bit, because you know what happens if you were planning a trip to Houston, Texas. If I was planning a trip to Houston, Texas from Athens, Alabama, and I decided that I was going to take I-10, I'm going to go down I-65, I'm going to take I-10, and let's say that I take a little country road that just takes me just a little bit to the northwest, am I going up in Houston?
No, I hear exactly.
If I stay on that path, I'm not going to end up in Houston. Yeah. It takes just a little bit of a sidetrack, and before we know it, we're way off. A pilot, man, you think about a pilot. If he's carrying you to Frankfurt, Germany, and he gets a little bit off, you don't end up in Frankfurt, Germany just because of a slight adjustment that he made that takes you to a different place.
Well said, well said. And so even when I finished writing I Stand With This Country, and by the way, I wrote that song with a guy named Jackie Jack White, when we wrote that song, after I finished the song, you know, I sat back and I just, because it had to go through the emotional piece of getting to the end of that song and just writing it was just, you know, it was surreal, and it was just rewarding, and it was awesome. But when I finished, I said, you know, this is just not a song that I'm writing and putting out there for people to listen to affect their consciousness or to give them something to think about and to take pause. But it is really a song that I have to live by. So it is something that I have to wear inside of my heart in terms of how I treat people. And so even people in my family, you know, because sometimes, you know, we have this persona, this image of how we are in the world, outside when we're out in public, but when we're at home, sometimes people are different. So that song says that I have to be a certain way, period. And I have to wear it and respect people and treat people fairly and not always be short, even with my loved ones, you know? So it's a call for me to be a better man, first of all. And so everything, all these changes start with us as individuals, and then it impacts the others. So whether you're 14-year-old and you've got a message about sunny side up, you know, that's a message, but as a 14-year-old, the beautiful part is she's learning that she has to live that way as well. So it's not just a message for some others, but it's a message for her in her heart. That's how I am trying to live my life. And like you said, you get off track, you know, but if it's deep inside, it prompts you to say, okay, you're off track. Let's get back. Course correct. Let's do this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And you find those cheerleaders inside your spirit that kind of propels you forward to kind of hit the mark. And that's life and doing life with purpose.
Absolutely. And it starts with something a little bit deep inside of us, where we can find something deeper inside of us and make a difference. And your new single is called I Stand With This Country. And you say, regardless of your nationality or your beliefs, we are all Americans, and we need to love and respect equality, not hate. I'm right there with you on that, Carl. And how, Carl Ray, do people tune in to your music? How do they find you? and be able to plug into your passion and what you're doing, man?
Thanks for that question. Yeah, so you can find any and all of my music anywhere online where you can purchase online music. So that's first and foremost. And then secondly, also I've got another project that I work with and I'm passionate about, and it's really more educational than anything. But on Spotify, there's a there's Carl Ray's Black Country Music Radio playlist, and it has over getting close to about 30 hours of black country artists singing country music. So you can't get this music anywhere in the world, any other source. There's no other place. There's nobody else playing this stuff, but it's really an educational resource for teachers, for schools, for rodeo arenas, for people who just want to explore some different music. So I also not only have my personal music, but I've worked at educating a lot of people on the contributions that blacks have made to the country music field. And that body of work is just an incredible body of work. And so if people have Spotify and they'd like to go and add that playlist, feel free to do so. But I Stand With This Country is the song that we recently released. And also there's a video on YouTube which really speaks to the song. And I encourage those people who can and will that they go to YouTube and search I Stand For This Country by Carl Ray and just share it with their friends and enemies. And hopefully, if you're having dinner with your family for Thanksgiving, we won't have so many arguments this time around. We'll do some arguments and make sure if you do, that you have your mask and you do the social distancing as well.
When I think about this effort that you talked about there in Spotify when it comes to black voices in country music, that is a whole nother conversation and an interview that I'd love to have with you in the not so near future. I mean, let's set that up and let's have a conversation about that as well, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to, man. I'd love to. And I just appreciate your time and allowing me to share your platform with you. Thank you so much.
No, I've enjoyed this conversation very much, Carl Ray. I'll run on this for a few hours today, buddy.
I'm a runner. That 14-year-old's got me going, I'm telling you.
I have enjoyed this conversation with Carl Ray. Carl Ray, I hope you've enjoyed this conversation, buddy.
I loved it, man. I loved it. I hope to do it again soon. Thank you so much.
Very much so. Thank you very much. Carl Ray, folks, carlray.com. Go check him out. Find him on social media. I Stand With This Country is the new single, but it sounds like he's got a whole lot more to share with you, and I hope that you'll plug into Carl Ray Music and find out more about him. What a great guy. I've enjoyed this conversation so much, and I hope you have too, and I hope that you'll share the Mark White Show with your friends and let them know about this show, because here's what we're doing. We're recognizing difference makers. We're sharing their stories, and we're encouraging and inspiring each other, and we're going to make a difference together. That's what this show's about, and I hope that you will continue to tune in to the Mark White Show as we do recognize these difference makers. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and when we come back, we're going to have Shane Owens, and he's going to update us on some new music that he has, and we're going to talk to him for just a few minutes, and I hope that you'll stick with us as we do that. You have been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
For all the hopeless when I've been and say this prayer.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up.
to fit.
You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherise Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello. Kyla, I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook.
Some people see the sunrise as just another day. Other people see it and it takes their breath away. I wake up every morning, thank God, and just soak it in. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. Some people see the forest, some people see the trees. I keep my eyes wide open, I don't want to miss a thing. Life is just a moment, gonna get all I can get. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. You know, living in the moment.
You've heard him on the Mark White Show before. I'm so glad to have him back. Mr. Shane Owens, also from Alabama, a fellow Alabamian, Shane Owens Music. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Shane.
Man, thanks for having us, and we appreciate what you do for all us artists out there at country music.
So you're going out there to check your deer cameras, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's that time of year, man. If we're not on the road, I love to hunt and fish, so I've got a big old 7-point I've been stalking for a little while, and he's got some company back there. He's got some brothers running around back there with him, too, so I got to keep a got to keep them fed and got to keep a check on them.
All right. Yeah, we are getting close. You bow hunt?
I bow hunt and rifle hunt. I always have. I killed my first deer when I was 5 years old, and each one of my sons is also harvested their first deer. I don't like to say kill. Harvested their first deer when they were very young, and we got plenty of deer down here on the river in Alabama where we grew up. We live out here in what I call the sticks, man, so there's no better living than what we get to live, you know.
Well, speaking of Shane Owens Music, you have some new stuff that you've come out with. You've been working on this during the COVID pandemic.
Yeah, you know, we're doing a lot of writing right now. Unfortunately, we can't get in front of our fans other than doing Facebook Live, but thank goodness for social media. We do a Facebook Live show every Thursday night from 7 to 8 Central Time. We have people from all over the United States and overseas tune in, but we're excited about the brand new single. It's called Everybody Dies, Not Everybody Lives. You know, we got a great quote from Randy Travis. He produced my last record, and we got a great quote from him for radio on the new single. It's just one of those songs, man. In the times we're living in now, it just hits home with everybody, and we're hoping it's going to be a big old hit.
Well, let's talk about what that song means to you. We've got the title down. What does it mean to Shane Owens?
Well, you know, like I said, man, reflecting on the times we're living in now, we're all going through some tough times with this COVID and the way things are going on in the world, you know, and I think everybody, including myself, we take the little things for granted sometimes, just like waking up in the morning and putting your feet on the floor. My granddaddy always used to say, if you could do that, everything else was a bonus. So I think, you know, when you hear the song, it hits you right in the heartstrings. And when a song does that, it's got hit potential. But, you know, it just all of us need to know that we're never promised tomorrow. And if we get a chance to get up every morning and live our day out, it's a true blessing from the good Lord above. And during this pandemic, it takes on a whole new meaning. You know, we at the end of the day, we've lost a lot of people to this virus. And, you know, a lot of people's getting over it. But we live in a world where we can't be scared. We can't be scared to go out there and live our lives. And this song it makes a statement about that. You know, everybody dies, not everybody lives. We can't be afraid. And even in this pandemic, to go out and live our lives and do what's right by people and just keep full steam ahead.
As you continue to work in the studio and you think about the opportunities to get back out with other people again and put on some concerts, I know you talked about what you're doing through the COVID-19 period to go and do some virtual stuff. Tell people how they can tune in to Shane Owens music.
Well, we do a Facebook Live show 7 p.m. Central Time every Thursday night from 7 to 8. And we enjoy doing that. We get thousands of views on it every week. And we have so many people tune in. Like I say, we have people from England and Slovakia and Canada and all over the United States tune in. And we've been so blessed to have a string of hits on the radio. And like I say, you know, we owe you guys at radio a great debt of gratitude for what you do for artists like me. But, you know, the Facebook Live thing, and then you can go to ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. That's ShaneOwensCountryMusic.com. And hopefully we'll be adding some dates back on the calendar. You know, certainly we're all, as artists, itching to get back out there and get in front of our friends and fans, because without you guys and our friends and fans of country music, we wouldn't be able to do what we do.
I know you are, buddy, and I'm looking forward to an opportunity to finally get to meet you in person someday. We've done everything over the phone, and that's obviously because of the situation, but I'm excited to get back out again and get with the people. I've actually had a couple of opportunities to be out in the community again, but it's been very limited. I'm looking forward to the day when I can go down and sit in people's homes again, sit at their kitchen table and be able to talk to them eyeball to eyeball, as opposed to being on the phone and doing it this way.
Absolutely, man. Like I say, I can't thank you enough for your time and what you do for country artists like myself. You know, you do a great job making us who we are. And like I say, I believe everything in the world is going to get better soon. We just got to all make it through it together and pray together and stay together. You know, I think if there's a lot more love and respect for one another as human beings in the world, in the future, the world's going to be a better place.
I'm right there with you, Shane. I want people to check you out on social media. I want people to find your website. I want them to listen to the new music. Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Is that right?
That's it.
Everybody dies, but not everybody lives. Folks, I want you to check it out. I want you to go to ShaneOwensMusic.com. I want you to find him on social media, Facebook, Instagram. You can check out Shane Owens, my fellow Alabamian. I'm proud of you, buddy.
I appreciate it, man. God bless you, brother.
Talk to you soon.
We'll get a Roll Tide in there, too. See you.
Roll Tide. Hey, folks, we've been talking to Shane Owens with Shane Owens Music. I hope you will check him out as we continue to press forward through this COVID-19 pandemic. Let's think about how we're living our lives and what we're doing in the lives of others and the importance of that, because you have one shot here in life. It's short, and you need to take advantage of that opportunity to make a difference while you can and to live life to its fullest. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I am your host, Mark White.
Everybody dies, not everybody lives. Everybody dies, not everybody lives. People see the forest.
Some people see the trees. I keep my eyes wide open. Don't wanna miss a thing.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today. Something good today.